In this parsha, Parshas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu is worried about Og Melech HaBashan. The Baruch Shalom says to Moshe, don't be afraid. I'm going to give him into your hands. And Og, who is a giant, you have nothing to be afraid of, nothing to fear. What was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of? Well, Og had a special schus, because back in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Lot was captured during the war with the kings, Og went and told Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured. And for this, it was a tremendous schus. And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that that schus might carry Og to be able to be victorious over Klal Yisrael at this time. And therefore, he was concerned. And the Rosh Hashanah said, do not be afraid. Why not? So the Pashat is because what Oig had done was Shaloi Lishma. Because back in Parshas Lech Lecha, we learned that Oig wanted to tell Avram, or did tell Avram, about Lot, that he was captured, because they wanted Avram to join the war. Avram would have no way to defeat these mighty kings, and Avram would be killed, and Oig would now be able to marry his Almana, Sarah Imenu. So really, there was a Shaloi Lishma here. It was done with the wrong intention of the ability to go ahead and marry Sarah after Avram would die. Reb Reuven Gazovsky, Tzadok Livracha, explains another pshat, or a very similar pshat, but adds a certain knetch. And he says that really, Oig was rewarded for this action, even though it was Shaloi Lishma, because if you do the math, you'll see that Oig lived a very long time. First of all, we know Oig Melech HaBashan lived in the days of the Mabul. He got a ride on the Teva, and he was really the ninth passenger, although he was outside on the Teva. But then he lived all the way to the days of Avraham Avinu. And now, hundreds of years later, Klal Yisrael's in the Midbar at this point. Because remember, after Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak was born 100 years later. Yitzchak Mitzrayim was 400 years after that. So we're dealing with some 500 years after the life of Avraham Avinu, and Oig is still living. Where did he get this chus to live another 450 years after living already a long time? So like Reb Reuven, he got this chus because he told Avraham Avinu this about the situation with Lot. And in fact, had he done it lishma, Reb Reuven writes, he would have had the ability to defeat Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu would have had the right to worry and should have worried. And Klal Yisrael would have been in big trouble. Lot would have had Azaz Chus. It's a big Kiddush. But he learns that Oig rather would have had this huge Chus had he done it Lishma. But because he did it Shaloi Lishma, he did it with ulterior motives. Therefore, he was only Zaycha to extra years, but he was not Zaycha to defeat Klal Yisrael. This is what Reb Reuven Gazovsky explains. So I was thinking perhaps with this explanation we can explain a question that I had on a Taisus. Taisus, really, one of the last Blat and Shas, before the Sima Shas, says that where did Oig get his name from? Oig got his name because when he went to tell Avraham Avinu about Lot, Avraham Avinu was baking matzahs for Pesach. And matzahs are called Ugais Matzahs. They have also a name of Ugais. That's what matzahs are. So because he came into Avraham Avinu and he saw him baking these Ugais matzahs, he got the name Oig, which actually Oig is a type of a cake. Tillim, it explains. Lumaisa, this is so significant. Do we really care? An Oig who lived for hundreds of years, do we really care that he got his name because he walked in when Avraham Avinu was baking matzahs, and that's where he gets his name from? Is that in such a lengthy life of a king, that's the most significant part of his life, that he's going to get the name Oig? What's the explanation? Perhaps with this Reb Reuven, we could explain the pshat, and that is that Ugais means a type of a bread which has impeded in its baking press and its rising. Matzahs don't rise. The rising of matzahs is impeded because we pull it out. We pull it out of the oven right away, and it doesn't rise. So Ugais, and that's really the pshat in the term Ugais. It refers to this. The Radak learns in Sefer Hosea, it says Uga Harara. So Rashi learns she'oifin al gacholim. It's baked on the coals and the radak. Also over there, right? This refes mitacha. It goes ahead and it's burnt. It's impeded. It doesn't rise. It's so to speak thin, and therefore it's an impeded baked item. I was thinking perhaps we could explain the significance of that name, that it's more than just he walked in on Avraham Avinu who was baking matzahs. It's that his actions were impeded. Here is somebody that went to Avraham Avinu, had a tremendous chus to go ahead and inform Avraham that Lloyd had been captured, and that thereby allowing Avraham Avinu to save Lloyd. What a great action. No, it was impeded by the fact it was Shaloi Lishma. He did it for ulterior motives. He did it for himself. He did it for potentially to be able to take the wife of Avram. He had actually wrong intentions. And therefore, it was an impeded chus. So therefore, the word oig doesn't only mean cake, but it doesn't only mean a crispy type of item, but it alludes to the fact that his actions were impeded because he did a Shaloi Lishma. Tremendous mussar, because we often have the opportunity to do many mitzvahs and to do many good things, and we should as best as possible try to do it l'shem shamayim. To do it l'shem shamayim, not only for our ulterior motives, where we all sometimes have intentions of doing something and the actions seem to be good, but really we're doing it with our own for ourselves. It might not even be the best for somebody else, but we're doing it because it's going to work out better for me. That's called shalei l'shma. Although if a person does a mitzvah shalei l'shma, it's a chus and it's a mitzvah, but we see from the story and we see from the name of Oig that if the mice is impeded, it's not the same. We should strive to do mitzvahs for the Ribbono Shel Olam, to mitzvahs l'shem shamayim in the most mehudadik possible l'chatchila manner. Hagut Shabbos. Bye-bye.